ദൈവമായ കർത്താവിന്റെ തിരുനാമത്തിൽ വന്നവനും ധ്യാനിക്കുന്നതിനും വാഴ്ത്തപ്പെട്ടവനാകുന്നു. ഒരുങ്ങളുടെ സ്തുതി. ദൈവമേ നീ പരിശുദ്ധനാകുന്നു, ബലവാനെ നീ പരിശുദ്ധനാകുന്നു, മരണമില്ലാത്ത നീ പരിശുദ്ധനാകുന്നു. ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് വേണ്ടി കുരിശിക്കപ്പെട്ടവനെ ഞങ്ങളോട് കരുണ ചെയ്യണമേ. ദൈവമേ നീ പരിശുദ്ധനാകുന്നു, ബലവാനെ നീ പരിശുദ്ധനാകുന്നു, മരണമില്ലാത്ത നീ പരിശുദ്ധനാകുന്നു. ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് വേണ്ടി കുരിശിക്കപ്പെട്ടവനെ ഞങ്ങളോട് കരുണ ചെയ്യണമേ. ദൈവമേ നീ പരിശുദ്ധനാകുന്നു, ബലവാനെ നീ പരിശുദ്ധനാകുന്നു, മരണമില്ലാത്ത നീ പരിശുദ്ധനാകുന്നു. ഞങ്ങളോട് കുരിശിക്കപ്പെട്ടവനെ ഞങ്ങളോട് കരുണ ചെയ്യണമേ. ഞങ്ങളുടെ കർത്താവെ ഞങ്ങളോട് കരുണ ചെയ്യണമേ. ഞങ്ങളുടെ കർത്താവ് ഈ കൃപയുണ്ടായി ഞങ്ങളോട് കരുണ ചെയ്യണമേ. ഞങ്ങളുടെ കർത്താവ് ഞങ്ങൾ നമസ്കാരവും ശുശ്രൂഷം കൈക്കൊണ്ട് ഞങ്ങളോട് കരുണ ചെയ്യണം. ദൈവമേതനക സ്തുതി, സൃഷ്ടാവേദനക സ്തുതി, പാപികളായതിന്റെ അടിയാരോട് സ്തുതി പാർക്കുമോ. സ്വസ്ഥനായ ഞങ്ങളുടെ പിതാവ്, നിന്റെ തിരുനാമം പരിശുദ്ധമാക്കപ്പെടണമേ. നിന്റെ രാജ്യം വരണമേ. നിന്റെ ദുരിഷ്ടം സ്രോത്ര ഭൂമിയിലുമാകണമേ. ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് ആവശ്യമുള്ള അപ്പം ഇന്ന് ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് നീ തരണമേ. ഞങ്ങളുടെ കടക്കാരുടെ ഞങ്ങൾ ക്ഷമിച്ചതുപോലെ ഞങ്ങളുടെ കടങ്ങളും പാപങ്ങളും ഞങ്ങളോട് ക്ഷമിക്കണം. പരീക്ഷയിലേക്ക് ഞങ്ങളെ പ്രവേശിപ്പിക്കരുത്, പിന്നെ ദർശനം ഞങ്ങളെ രക്ഷപ്പെടണമേ. അങ്ങനെ രാജ്യ ശക്തിയും മഹത്വം നേക്ക് നിനക്കുള്ളതാവുന്നു. നിറഞ്ഞ മറിയമേ, നിനക്ക് സമാധാനം. നമ്മുടെ കർത്താവിനോട് കൂടെ നീ സ്വർഗ്ഗത്തിൽ വാഴ്ത്തപ്പെട്ടവനാകുന്നു. നിന്റെ ദുരഫലമായ നമ്മുടെ കർത്താവായ യേശു മിശിഹ വാഴ്ത്തപ്പെട്ടവനാകുന്നു. നമ്മളതിനോട് പറയുമേ അതമ്പുരാന്റെ അമ്മയെ, പാപികളായ ഞങ്ങൾക്കുള്ളപ്പോഴും ഞങ്ങളുടെ മരണസമയത്തും ദൈവതമ്പുരാനുടെ അമ്മയെ വേഷിച്ചുകൊള്ളണമേ. ആമീൻ. മറിച്ച് മാറി ഞങ്ങളെ സ്നേഹിക്കുകയും പരിപാലിക്കുകയും ചെയ്യുന്ന വാഴ്ത്തപ്പെട്ട സ്വർഗീയ പിതാവാം ദൈവമേ, അനുഗ്രഹീതമായ സന്ധ്യയ്ക്കായ നന്ദിയുടെ സ്തോത്രം. വീണ്ടും നിന്റെ പാദാന്തികത്തിലേക്ക് കൂടി വരുവാൻ തക്കോണം ബലഹീനരായ ഞങ്ങളെ ബലപ്പെടുത്തിയതിനെ ഓർത്ത് നന്ദിയോടെ സ്തുതിക്കുന്നു. ഇന്നത്തെ വചന കേൾവി ഞങ്ങളുടെ അനുഗ്രഹത്തിനും ഞങ്ങളുടെ രോഗശാന്തിക്കും കർത്താവേ, ഞങ്ങളുടെ മാനസിക സ്വസ്ഥതയ്ക്കും സന്തോഷത്തിനും ഒക്കെ മുഖാന്തരമായി തീരണം. ദൈവമായ കർത്താവേ, പ്രിയപ്പെട്ട തോമസ് മത്തായി അച്ഛനെ തിരുവും വാസം അർപ്പിക്കുന്നു. അച്ഛന്റെ ശുശ്രൂഷകളിൽ കൂടെ ഇരിക്കണമേ, കുടുംബത്തെ അനുഗ്രഹിക്കണമേ. പ്രത്യേകിച്ച് കർത്താവ് ഇന്നത്തെ ഈ വചന ശുശ്രൂഷ ഏറ്റവും അനുഗ്രഹീതമായി നിർവഹിപ്പാൻ തക്കുമുണ്ട്. ദൈവനമ്പുരാനെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി സത്യവചനമായി ഞങ്ങളിലേക്ക് പ്രിയപ്പെട്ട അച്ഛനിലൂടെ ലഭ്യമാകുവാൻ തക്കുമെന്ന് സഹായിക്കണം. ഇന്നത്തെ ഈ മീറ്റിംഗിനെ സംബന്ധിക്കുന്ന സകലരും അനുഗ്രഹിക്കപ്പെടണമേ. ഞങ്ങളെല്ലാവരും നിനക്ക് ഏകജാതം പരിശുദ്ധ റൂഹായിരിക്കും എന്നേക്കും സ്തുതി സമർപ്പിക്കുവാനായിട്ട് തന്നെ. ത്രിയേക ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ധന്യതിരുനാമം മഹത്വപ്പെടുമാറാകട്ടെ. ഏറ്റവും ആദരണീയനായ തോമസ് മത്തായി അച്ഛൻ, മറ്റ് വൈദിക ശ്രേഷ്ഠര്, മോമിയസിന്റെ ബയോസ്ട്രിഷൻ ലെവലിലും റീജിയണൽ ലെവലിലും യൂണിറ്റ് ലെവലിലുമുള്ള അതിന്റെ ഭാരവാഹികളെ വരുമേ. പ്രത്യേകിച്ച് ഇന്നത്തെ ശുശ്രൂഷയെ സംബന്ധിക്കുന്ന പ്രിയപ്പെട്ട അമ്മമാരെ, സഹോദരിമാരെ, പ്രിയപ്പെട്ടവരെ വരുമേ. ക്രിസ്തു യേശുവിന്റെ തുല്യ നാമത്തിൽ സ്നേഹവന്ദനം. നമ്മൾ വീണ്ടും അനുഗ്രഹീതമായ ദൈവവചന ശുശ്രൂഷയിലൂടെ കടന്നു പോവുകയാണ്. ഇന്ന് നമ്മളോട് തിരുവചനം സംസാരിക്കുന്നത് MMVS വെസ്റ്റ് റീജിയന്റെ റീജിയണൽ വൈസ് പ്രസിഡന്റ് ആയിരിക്കുന്ന ബഹുമാനപ്പെട്ട തോമസ് മത്തായി അച്ഛനാണ്. അനീഷനെന്ന് നമ്മൾ സ്നേഹത്തോടെ വിളിക്കുന്നു. അച്ഛൻ ഇന്ന് നമ്മളോട് വാട്ട് ഇഫ് ഇറ്റ് ഹാപ്പൻസ് ടു മീ എന്നുള്ള ഒരു ടോപ്പിക്കിനെ അടിസ്ഥാനമാക്കി, എസ്പെഷ്യലി നമ്മുടെ ആത്മീയ ജീവിതത്തിലും നമ്മുടെ ദൈനംദിനമായ ജീവിതത്തിലും ആവശ്യമായിരിക്കുന്ന കാര്യങ്ങൾ പ്രിയപ്പെട്ട അച്ഛനിലൂടെ നമുക്ക് ലഭ്യമാകുമെന്ന് നമുക്ക് പ്രതീക്ഷിക്കാം. ബഹുമാനപ്പെട്ട അച്ഛനെ വളരെ താല്പര്യത്തോടും സ്നേഹത്തോടും കൂടി സ്വാഗതം ചെയ്യുന്നു. അച്ഛൻ വെസ്റ്റ് റീജിയനിലെ എല്ലാ കാര്യങ്ങളും അനുഗ്രഹീതമായിട്ട് നടക്കേണ്ടപ്പോഴും വളരെ ആത്മാർത്ഥമായിട്ട് താല്പര്യത്തോടുകൂടി പ്രവർത്തിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുന്ന അച്ഛനാണ്. നമ്മൾ ഈ ഓരോ ദിവസവും വചന ശുശ്രൂഷയിൽ വി ആർ ടേക്കിംഗ് പാർട്ട് ഇൻ ദ ബ്രേക്കിംഗ് ഓഫ് വേർഡ്. നമ്മൾ as we read Ezekiel chapter number 3 verse number 1 following, when God called Ezekiel, he said to him that, moreover he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go to speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this reward that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. ദൈവതമ്പുരാൻ കൊടുത്ത ചുരുൾ വായ തുറന്നു നിന്നപ്പോൾ അത് എന്റെ വായിൽ തെൻ പോലെ മധുരമുള്ളതായിരുന്നു എന്ന് വായിക്കും. പിന്നെ അവൻ എന്നോട് കൽപ്പിച്ചത്, മാൻ സൺ ഓഫ് മാൻ, ഗോ ഗെറ്റ് ദി അണ്ടർ ദ ഹൗസ് ഓഫ് ഇസ്രയേൽ ആൻഡ് സ്പീക്ക് വിത്ത് മൈ വേർഡ്സ് അൺ ടു ദം. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനങ്ങൾ അവരോട് കൽപ്പിക്കുക എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. ആ ദൈവവചനം നമ്മൾ ഭക്ഷിക്കുകയാണ്, അത് നമ്മുടെ വായിൽ തെൻ പോലെ മധുരമുള്ളതായി തീരുമെന്ന് തിരുവചനം ഓർമ്മിപ്പിക്കുക. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനം അത് വായ തുറന്ന് നമ്മളുടെ ആത്മീകവും ഭൗതികവുമായിരിക്കുന്ന പോഷണത്തിന് ഉപയുക്തമായ കാര്യമാണ്. അതുകൊണ്ടാണ് സാംസ് 119 വേഴ്സ് നമ്പർ 103 നമ്മൾ വായിക്കുന്നത്, തിരുവചനം എന്റെ അണ്ണാക്കിനത്ര മധുരം, അവ എന്റെ വായിക്ക് തേനിലും നല്ലത്. നിന്റെ പ്രമാണങ്ങളാൽ ഞാൻ വിവേകമുള്ളവനാകുന്നു, അതുകൊണ്ട് ഞാൻ സകല വ്യാജമാർഗവും വെറുക്കുന്നു എന്ന് നമ്മൾ വായിക്കുന്നു. അതുകൊണ്ട് തീർച്ചയായിട്ടും ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനം അത് നമ്മളെ പുഷ്ടിപ്പെടുത്തുന്നതായി തീരട്ടെ. അതിന്റെ മധുരമയിലൂടെ, അതിന്റെ തേജസ്സിലൂടെ, ഓജസ്സിലൂടെ നമ്മൾ ഓരോ ദിവസവും മുൻപിലേക്ക് പോവുകയാണ്. ഇന്നത്തെ സന്ധ്യയിലേക്ക് എല്ലാവരെയും ഒരു വാക്കിൽ സ്വാഗതം ചെയ്യുക. ഇന്നത്തെ വചന ശുശ്രൂഷയ്ക്കായി ബഹുമാനപ്പെട്ട തോമസ് മൊത്തയ്യ അച്ഛനെ, മനീഷ് അച്ഛനെ വളരെ ആദരവോടുകൂടി ഇൻവൈറ്റ് ചെയ്യുകയും ചെയ്യും.
Thank you very much, Achan. PC George Achan, for your valuable words and comforting words. Let us all close our eyes for a moment and let us pray. May the meditation of my heart and the words from my mouth be pleasing to you, my Lord and my God, forever and ever. Amen. Dear PC George Achan, dear members of the MMVS, respected Achan Corpus Popeye Achans, all those leaders of the diocese, let me welcome each and every one of you and request your prayers all throughout our meditation. Now, January 1st, 2020 marked the beginning of three distinct time periods. January 1st, 2020 was a new day. It was a new year. And it was a new decade. 2020 is also like 1616, 1818 or 1919. Why? Because the two digits match the second digit of the year. And this happens only once in a century. So, being alive in 2020, in this year, is very special. Because that is the only year you are likely to live through wherein the first two digits will match the other two digits, the second two digits. The next year to follow this pattern is 2121. So, dear members, a person alive today, now, would have to be at least 101 years to see the next year, to see that year. While that is very much possible to live 101 years, but it is also very unlikely. Today's topic that I selected is, what if it happens to me? When you read this topic for today's meditation, I'm sure that at least a few who have read this might have reread the sentence of and asking the same question to ourselves and have started thinking of the different scenarios of our personal life. We might have gone back to our personal lives looking of answers or asking the same question, what if it happens to me? When Rupa John, our General Secretary, called me about our plan for the devotional talk series conducted by our diocese under the banner of MMVS and asked me to take a class on one of these days, I was thinking the same question. What if it happens to me? And you know, when we ask this question of what if it happens to me, it has to be, there should be some triggering point. I had just kept the phone after talking to one of my co-workers back in India. I remember him, his name is Gopal. I remember Gopal as always being a very good person, a very dedicated person, and he would work, and his work was very dedicated. He worked as a peon in the school that I worked. I remember the last day of his work when he planned to go and check with, to work in another field. He said, Father, I don't want to leave this school. Working in the school gives me real pleasure. But I also need to take care of my future. My plan is to work for some more time, settle down in Calcutta with my parents. I got a good job in Goa. I hope to work there for a few years, make some money, and go to Calcutta, marry, and settle there with my parents. With a heavy heart, I blessed him, and then he went on his way. And once in a while, he used to text me via Facebook, and I knew that he was making it big. He was very happy with whatever he was doing. After his job in Goa, he went to Calcutta, he married and had a beautiful child, and had recently started constructing his house in his own village. And that is when tragedy struck. His only 2-year daughter was starting to get weaker. And was asked by the local doctors to take her to the city hospital. The diagnosis was of neuroblastoma. Chemo started for this 2-year-old child. Chemo started, and there was a number of tests that was conducted on her. All this, which was of very less effect. Doctors then mentioned about bone marrow transplant. And remember that he is not that financially sound. All the while, as he took care of his only child, he had lost all that he had made for the past many years. He had to sell his land, and now he had to take loan after loan to make ends meet. That was the time that he called me to tell about what is happening in his family. We talked a lot, and by the grace of God, I got in touch with a very good organization which supported his cause. And now money was a less concern to be worried about. Then one early morning, Gopal called me again. It was night in India. And he said, Father, I don't know what to do. Everything was going fine. But then I had to call you. I am right now on the roads of Calcutta with my wife and my child. 3 hours away from my village. My child and my wife, they are tested positive for COVID. I have nowhere to go, Father. The cancer hospital where my child was there, they say they cannot take my child. I tried calling for help. I called the helpline. But they gave me numbers of different hospitals. I am tired of calling each hospital. I cannot even talk to one person now. Even the place that I had rented won't allow us to come there and stay because they know that we are infected. What a scary situation it is. After the call, I started thinking, what if I was there in that situation? No one to help. In a place that is very strange to you. With no family to take care of you. And this unwell child who is suffering and is in pain. It is a scary situation to live. We as human beings, we go through a number of events in our life. And I'm sure that when I was recollecting this movement, this event of Gopal, I'm sure that those who are listening to me, you also have a lot of stories similar to Gopal's story. What if it happens to me? There are some events in our life that are very pleasant, but there are also so very scarce situations in our life, dark wounds that have not healed. We have heard about stories about lives that have been lost. As we live in this unprecedented time, we as human beings, we behave in some unusual manners. And that is what I want to meditate and I want to talk to you all about. What if it happens to me and how do I act? During this COVID pandemic when it started, if you remember, there was a lot of emotions that was going. We know that as soon as something happens to us, we go into panic mode. We are fearful of things. The first thing that happens is we panic. And I call that as a panic zone. We try to grab everything, even if we don't need. Remember that there was a big debate, a big talk about toilet papers not being sold, and there was a shortage of toilet papers. Grab everything, even if we don't need. I am reminded about in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 19 and 20, Moses is asking his people that you complain that you don't have food and God has given you manna and quail. But he also told the people that you don't have to collect anything more. You don't have to think about tomorrow. You make sure that you have sufficient for today. But we find that the people did not listen. They started grabbing. There were people who gathered for the next day. And we see in the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 19 and 20. Moses said to them, no one may keep any of it until the morning. But they did not listen to Moses. Some people left part of it until morning. And it became infested with maggots and began to smell. And Moses was angry with them. What happens during this fear zone? When we are in the fear zone, we try to grab things. We want to make sure that I and my family is secure. The second thing that happens is we start spreading emotions related to fear and anger. And with this technological advancements, we find that we try to spread fear and anger and hatred. The next thing that comes in our in this zone when we are panicked is that if you analyze ourselves, we see that we complain frequently. Look into the lives of the Israelites when they were moving to the promised land. They were complaining frequently. They frequently complained to Moses. Remember, on one side was the sea, and on the other side was the army of Pharaoh. And how quickly they started complaining to Moses. How quickly they forgot about how God had taken care of them. How quickly they forgot about the 10 plagues that happened and how Israel was liberated. When we are listening to this, let us also look into our heart. Are we not like the Israelites? Are we not like the Israelites who are quick to complain? Are we not like the Israelites who are fearful? When we decide that we spread the emotions of fear and anger and hatred, forward all kinds of messages which do not bring healing and peace, rather it brings chaos in the society. How easily do we get mad at each other? And especially when during this lockdown period, when we live as a family where God has given us this, let us take this opportunity as God giving us this wonderful opportunity to be with our families, to take care of our families, to talk more, to have dinner and lunch together as families. But think about how we are getting mad easily. How we pick up fights easily. This is the fear zone that we are in. The next thing that comes is the learning zone. Now, with this COVID, it has been months. And with this, we understand that we have started realizing that we need to grow. And for growth, there is a requirement that we learn. Learn that I have to give up what is not in my control. Learn that I have to give up what is not in my control. The book of Jeremiah chapter 17 verses 7 and 8 says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who confides in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its root by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never failed to bear fruits." Dear brothers and sisters listening to me, it is very important in our life that we learn that I have to give up what is not in my control. And in this learning zone, we need to understand that we need to stop consuming what hurts us. It might be different food or it might be news. We have to stop consuming what it hurts. The next very important learning in this learning zone is to identify our own feelings. A very important thing that we need to learn. It's a very, very important concept of understanding what I feel. Identifying and expressing feelings can be a challenge, but it is also a skill that we can learn. Today, let us see a few ways of identifying and expressing feelings. The one thing that we need to do is examine our physical response. Pay attention to the cues that our body is giving us. If you go for a, for example, if you go for an interview, what we know that we are going through some emotional, we are going through that feeling. We are going through a lot of emotions. We might be scared or we might be happy. We might be, there are so many different emotions. And there is also a physical response that our body gives. So let us, in this learning zone, when we are going through this COVID situation and when we are learning, let us learn to identify our feelings. This is a wonderful time that God is giving us to identify what are our feelings. When you go through a physical response like tight chest or our shoulders become cramped, is it because of anxiety or fear? Or when our stomach tightens or we are in some kind of pain which we don't know, is it the feeling of, do we feel sad or grief? Or when our face will flush, is it embarrassment or happiness? This time that God has given us, it is very important to understand what we are feeling. And also very important to identify and name the feeling. I remember when I went for a chaplaincy course, the professor gave us a wheel of feeling. So many feelings. It was called as a wheel of feelings. And so many feelings. For the first time I saw that wonderful rainbow chart with so many feelings. And it's really, it's in Google. You can type in feeling wheel and you will see the different types. You can see different hundreds of types of feeling. And to identify at that particular moment, what are you feeling? Now, how would that help in the learning zone during this COVID situation? How is it going to help me when I feel, what if it happens to me? This is a wonderful opportunity to understand and to be master of our own self. To avoid judgment. Our forefathers, we know that our forefathers have tested, time tested about becoming still. And in the Holy Scripture we see that God is asking us to be still and know that I am your Lord. It is a kind of meditation. During this COVID situation, when we are learning, let us take some time to write down what we are going through. The other thing that is required is let us share with our own people what we are going through. Let us talk to someone. Talking is a very hard thing. It is the most hard part to be vulnerable and show that what we are going through in our life. To talk to someone. Because we feel what would others feel about us. How will people think about us? But during this learning curve, during this learning time, let us be vulnerable to share our feelings, what we are going through. And if needed, if we require any help, we need to ask for help. Daily reflections will help us writing down, jotting down what we are going through or what we feel is very important. The next important aspect is about becoming aware of my situation and think how I should act. What is the current situation and how I should act? Is my behavior bringing peace into my house? Is my act bringing peace into my house? Is it bringing peace to my church? Is it bringing peace into the workplace that I am? Becoming aware of my situation and how I should act. During the learning curve, we also see that we will evaluate. Before, when we were panicked in the panic zone, we saw that we, as soon as some information comes, even without thinking, we would pass it on to others. But during the learning curve, we find that we start evaluating information before spreading something. We evaluate things. Will it bring any good if I spread this information? I recognize that I should work as a team. I recognize that I should work, my family should work as a team. Because we all have to do our best. In the book of Exodus, we find Moses, Joshua, Aaron, and all the leaders, they worked together. And that is why they were able to lead the Israelites. Look into our Savior Lord Jesus Christ, how He taught His disciples, and they worked as a team. They worked as a team so that they would be able to receive abundant blessings. The next zone is the growth zone. Very important zone that we need to be. From a panic zone, we go to the learning zone. And from the learning zone, we have to broaden our ideas and our ideologies, and we have to grow. In this growth zone, I begin to think of others. Remember when we were in the panic zone? We always thought about me and myself and my family. We were selfish in our motives. We became very selfish. We did not want to open our ears to hear the plight of the people. We did not want to open our eyes to see the plight of others. But in the growth zone, when we learn that nothing is in our control, we in the growth zone, we think about others. And we see that how I can be resourceful. Dear members who are listening to me, I always believe that we all are the gift. We all have received abundant gifts from God. And we all, if we are here in this country, in this place, We are to be a blessing to this nation. We are all blessed by our Lord by talents. Each one receiving different talents from our God. And God is asking us to be resourceful. When God is asking us to be resourceful, different, everyone has diverse talents that God has given us. For some, it might be to speak. For some, it might be to organize, To some, it might be just to listen. Different talents. Wonderful, godly talents God has given us. How can I be resourceful? When I start thinking about others, when I start thinking about the people who are marginalized, when I think about the systematic oppression that is going on, how can I be resourceful for the betterment, for the glory of God? How can I make my talents available? How can I live in the present and focus on the future? How can I be thankful and appreciate others? This is one thing that we require in our life, to appreciate others. A gentle word, an appreciative word, one small word of it was good, it was wonderful, it brought me peace, it brought me encouragement. Small words of appreciation, a small word of thanks brings greater joy. During this pandemic, as our past speakers have spoke, I would also like to join with all the other speakers to say that we are the beacon of hope. We are the beacon of hope. Everyone, even though we are going through these trial times, even though we are wounded and we are hurt, but still we are the children of God. And Christ has given us unique gifts in our life that we need to utilize. And let us be the beacon of hope and spread hope and love. Let us look forward to adapt to the challenges. And this evening prayer meeting is one of the wonderful ways that God has allowed us to be as one family. When there were challenges earlier, but today most of our speakers have spoken about it. Every house has become a small church. Every house now has words of God being spread. When we listen to this evening messages, every church will have different programs that are happening. Every church has now programs and prayer evening prayers. Our diocese has grown. We see a lot of youngsters with lot of programs that are being conducted, and we have more time. God is giving us that time. Let us adapt to these challenges and utilize those resources that are available to us. Let us utilize those wonderful moments, because God wants us to utilize it. He wants us to make sure that we grow in His Spirit. He wants us to make sure that we become His children. And when we are His children, we follow Him and we follow His teachings. We are the people who have to follow His wonderful teachings. We are not by name Christians. We are the followers who will lead a Christian life. When we speak about all these things, let me tell you that life is not always a bed of roses. It is not that easy. It has its own ups and downs. But remember that God knows each and every one of us. A great billionaire, a multi-millionaire, he called a monk to his garden. And he was showing his garden to this monk and said that, "I have the finest flowers in this garden. I have hundreds of people taking care of my garden. I have every type of flowers from different parts of the world. I take care of my garden like it is very precious to me. And then the billionaire asked this monk, do you think what is missing in this garden? Do you have any suggestion of what is missing in this garden? The monk looked around. The monk looked around and he said, there is one thing missing. The billionaire asked, what is it that is missing? I want to know what is missing so that I can make sure that this garden will that whatever is missing, I will fulfill that. And the monk said, dried leaves. Your garden is missing dried leaves. Your garden is missing dried leaves and dried flowers. When we analyze the statement, we all want to have beautiful lives, great lives, but life should also see challenges. Our life should also see challenges. Our children, when we give them the best, they also should see challenges in their lives. When we live a beautiful, wonderful life in US, we also should see the plight. And I think this COVID situation has brought us to some understanding that our life, which we always strive to be the best, but in all these challenges, we also should see that life has its own beautiful way. It has its own unique ways. And suffering is also a part of life. Death is also a part of life. Sickness is also a part of life. Like a beautiful garden with all the fresh flowers. If a garden should be called as a garden, it should also have dried leaves. It should also have dried flowers, which shows that life is constantly changing. Today if we live, tomorrow we are going to die. But during this life period, we will be going through some panic zone situations. From that panic zone situations, we are going to learn something. And from the learning, we are going to grow. And when we are fully grown, then again life will put forward certain aspects, then again we will panic. And then again we will learn. And then again we will broaden our visions and we will grow. We often face battles and problems that press us very hard. We feel forgotten and we will be all alone. And yet the hardest struggle we face have the greatest potential to teach us patience and endurance like nothing else can. So my dear brothers and sisters, this hard struggles that we are going through will teach us patience. It will teach us endurance. It will help us. The years of our own desert wandering may prove to be our most power-packed, strengthening, faith-building time of our life. But we may not fully recognize it until and after we have passed through this. This COVID situation, when this will end, And when we go back and look through the journals of our life, 2020 will always be, we will always remember this year. We will always remember this year. Even though we might not see 21-21 like I mentioned before, but in the journals of our life, 2020 will be ingrained in our life. Because this is the year that we panicked. This is the year that we learned. And this is the year that we will broaden our understanding. And we will say to our children and our grandchildren that 2020 brought a lot of growth into us. It showed us different aspects of our life. It showed us how vulnerable we can be. It helped us in different ways. And it has helped us to grow. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we come together in His presence, as we come united, as we start our journey of this Lenten season that is going to start in a few days. Let us ask God, Almighty God, help us as we take this Lent, as we pray together, as we come together, help us to understand where we have panicked in our life. All those injuries that we have got in our life, all those issues and problems that I and my family and my neighbors have faced. Father, help me to understand my own feelings. Help me to examine myself. Help me to take courage and take help. Help me to use my daily reflections. Help me, O Lord, to make sure that I learn something from my life. That I will understand that I am not in control, but Lord, You are in control. And Lord, You will take care of me. You will bless me. I trust in You that I will be taken care. My family will be taken care. My society will be taken care. And this will also pass. Our Lord, help me, O Lord, to broaden my understanding. To see in me that I am resourceful. I am resourceful and my talents, You have given me these talents. That I am available to give those talents to others so that they might also recognize Your love through my work. Let me live in the present and let me focus on the future. Father, let me thank others. Give me a thankful heart. Let me appreciate my fellow beings. Let me appreciate my family. Let me appreciate my co-workers. Let me appreciate all the people, the frontline workers right now who are taking their lives at their hand. Let me spread the word of hope. Let me adapt to the challenges. Dear brothers and sisters, let me take this opportunity to thank all those who are listening to me. I hope and pray that God Almighty brings us our understanding about broadening ourselves, to grow ourselves. Let me take this opportunity to thank our PC George Achen, our Vice President Achen, as well as our Metropolitan His Grace Zacharias Maraprin Tirimeni, and also all the leaders of MMBS, because They all have done a wonderful work of organizing so many events wonderfully for our growth. Thank you, Rupa, for giving me this opportunity. All the Achans who are listening, thank you for your patient listening. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി നമ്മളെ ഏവരെയും സഹായിക്കട്ടെ എന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചുകൊണ്ട് എന്റെ വാക്കുകൾ ഇവിടെ നിർത്തുന്നു. താങ്ക് യു.
താങ്ക് യു വെരി മച്ച് അച്ഛൻ. ലെറ്റ് മീ ഇൻവൈറ്റ് മറിയാമ തോമസ് റീജിയണൽ സെക്രട്ടറി ഓഫ് ഡാളസ് റീജിയൻ ടു സേ എ വേർഡ് ഓഫ് താങ്ക്സ് പ്ലീസ്.
ഹലോ, കേൾക്കാമോ?
കേൾക്കാം.
ഓക്കെ. Good evening to all. Respected PC George Achan, Manish Matai Achan, Thomas Matai Achan, and my dear sisters in Christ. First of all, I take this opportunity to thank our Lord God Almighty for giving us this time to come together and listen to your words and praise you. Now I extend my sincere thanks to Thomas Matai Achan on behalf of Southwest Diocese of America, MMBS. The topic of Achan's discussion was today is, what if it happens to me? It is a very relevant topic for this pandemic season. One time or the other, we all must have asked ourselves the same question, and we must have placed ourselves in the same area. We all gone through lots of sufferings or sickness or some troubles in our life. We must have asked, what if it happens to me? How do I handle it? Achan told us, when this situation happens like this, we are going through several zones in the life, like panic zone, like we are panicking that we don't know what to do with it. Then we come to a fear zone. When we come in fear, we get angry, we get mad, we hurt somebody, or we show the signs of hatred. That because we are in the fear zone, we don't know what to handle or how to handle the situation. From there, we move on to learning zone. That's the time we kind of think and try to grow into a growing zone where we learn words from the Bible, God's promises to us, and we try to adapt the situation and we adapt the challenges, and we also kind of thank the people around us, and we just learn to do things others need to do for us, and we learn to do that for them. That's the way we just spread the love and the hope, and we learn to live if what if it happens to me. Thank you, Achan, for the wonderful message, and I hope we all will be able to spread the word of hope, and we will be able to take care of others and the way they wanted to take care of us. And Achan, please keep all of us in our prayers, and we'll keep you in our prayers too. God bless you, Achan. Last but not least, and thanks to Ruba for giving this time, and thanks for all the diocesan leadership for conducting and organizing this wonderful Bible reading times messages. Thank you all. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you, Mariana Thomas. Ruba, any announcements?
Yes, Sachin. Next week, we'll be having devotional talk 5 and 6 on Wednesday and Thursday. On Wednesday, Sarah Paul Achan from Northwest Region will be taking the devotional talk. And on Thursday, Jerry John Achan from Detroit will be leading the session. That's all for announcement, Achan. That's all from my side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Manish Achan, let me request you to do the concluding prayer and benediction, please, Achan.
Okay, sure, Achan. Almighty and gracious Father in heaven, when two or three gather in your precious name, you are there with us to guide us and to lead us. We ask your divine blessings upon each and every one of us who have gathered together as one family. Father, bless and guide us, O Lord, during this pandemic situation. When we ask you to guide us through in our life, O Lord, help us to understand what we want and what we would like to do, O Lord. Father God, help us in all the situations of our life. Lead us, O Lord, as you led the people of Israel. Father God, even though we
we are your people, and we know that you will lead us. But still, as the people of Israel, we still keep on complaining a lot. Father God, heal us, and we ask you to forgive us, O Lord, to make sure that we lead a wonderful life. We specially pray for our MMVS. We specially pray for all the leaders, O Lord. Take care of them and all the people who has asked us to pray. We pray that you give us your wisdom so that we spread your wisdom and love to the many and the people who are suffering. All this we ask in the mighty name of our Savior Lord. Amen.
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 Achan Ashirwadam, Achan Parayno.
Paray. Barakimo, the love of God the Father, the grace of Holy Begotten Son, and communion and dwelling of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen. ഒരിക്കൽ കൂടി ബഹുമാനപ്പെട്ട അച്ഛനോടും എല്ലാവരോടുമുള്ള നന്ദി അറിയിക്കുന്നു. അച്ഛനെ ഞങ്ങളുടെ പ്രാർത്ഥനയിൽ തുടർന്ന് ഓർക്കണമേ. അച്ഛന്റെ സ്നേഹത്തിന് നന്ദി അറിയിക്കുന്നു. അനുഗ്രഹീതമായ രാത്രി എല്ലാവർക്കും ആശംസിക്കുന്നു. Thank you very much again. Good night all.
Thank you all. Good night.
Thank you.